Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Whether you're a soccer fan, if you've been tuned in, if you're just hopping on the bandwagon to enjoy the World Cup matches and the attracting audiences from all over the globe, Bobby Hickey is with me on the line today. Because, Bobby, there's an issue that you want to raise with regards to the football matches being televised on RTE television for the World Cup.
Yeah, hi, Andrea. Thanks so much for having me. Basically, RTE have invested significantly in the FIFA World Cup as a broadcasting initiative. And unfortunately, they're not doing audio description for it, which is really disappointing because of how much RTE has done in the inclusion space recently. They've really, really made significant efforts to up their inclusion game. So this was very disappointing and quite surprising, really.
So this is for obviously anybody that's, you know, visually impaired in any way. It's the lack of audio visual description, really, for the matches. That's the issue in terms of being able to follow it.
Yeah, so there are about 297,000 people in Ireland living with some level of sight loss. And basically, audio description is a service that you can put on your TV if the channel or broadcast allows for it. And it's essentially just an extra level of what it says it is, audio description. So it just describes little subtle movements or indeed maybe really big movements that blind people might miss. So for sport, it would be who has the ball, where in the pitch are they? But if you're watching a TV series, it might be facial expressions, hand gestures, body language, or if the weather changes, for example.
And this is obviously, you know, required for anybody, well, maybe depending on the level of impairment they have, Bobby, to get enjoyment and to enjoy the game and watch the matches.
Yeah, well, I was legally blind for most of my life. I'm now fully blind. And actually, since I've started watching TV with audio description, I'm getting more out of it than I was previously without it. And my parents as well, now they're aware of it because of me. And sometimes they turn it on because they're like, it's actually handy to have the extra level of description if you've had a long day and you're struggling to follow it, you know? So, yeah.
And, you know, typically for matches and other events that are taking place over the years, you know, or maybe in more recent years, but the audio visual description, is that usually available for most games?
It depends on where the games are being broadcast. So I know Guinness and Virgin had a partnership going where they did audio description for the Six Nations rugby series, and that was great. So it does just depend on what platform you're watching the match on. There is audio description available through the FIFA app. It's a free service. Now, the interesting thing about that is it is literally just audio description. So if you do have sight, but you're using that service because you're watching the match with a blind person, you won't be able to see the match. It is literally just audio, but at least it is there. Yeah.
And that's through the FIFA app itself.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but you're talking about, I suppose, the audio visual description. And I take it then you probably would have assumed with the level of technology and as you talk about the investment that's been made in 2026 and all that goes with it, that for something like the World Cup, the audiovisual description would have been there.
Yeah, I just think it's the biggest sport in the world. It's the biggest sporting event in the world, certainly this year, and from a broadcasting perspective as well. And like I said, RTE have made some really positive steps. Like I watched the toy show last year for the first time with live audio description. So like they are doing really good things. So I was more surprised and disappointed through anything else, really.
David Redmond is on the line with us as well. David, you're disappointed about this too.
Absolutely, Andrea. Good afternoon.
Yeah,
it's a really interesting one. I think for me, it was absolutely disappointing. I suppose RTE hasn't done a huge amount of audio described sport previously, but you know they have, as Bobby rightly said, they've gotten really good at audio description for other types of content. I, like Bobby, watched the Toy Show last year. Also, The Traitors had audio description, and you know these are cultural moments. I think I remember watching the, you know, Spain and the Netherlands in the World Cup final in 2010, the first time that I watched a match, and my dad would have described kind of what was happening to me then. I suppose now, as you rightly said, though, we're in 2026, and I kind of feel that we're at a point where this should be an expectation rather than something that, you know, is there for some events and it's not there for other events, especially from a public service broadcaster. And that's not about taking a dig at RTE because they do brilliant work.
Mm-hmm. But it's, you would have thought for something as big as, like, as you say, it was there for the traitors. And, you know, and obviously, the, you know, arguably the Late Late Toy Show is, you know, kind of a cultural moment as well, where we sit down and enjoy that as a kind of a shared experience. And to many, you know, for many as well, the Traitors Ireland series was too. But you think for that reason, even alone, that the World Cup, you know, would have fallen into that category?
You would think so. I mean, the World Cup is, RTE said themselves, I mean, you don't have to take from us. They called it the broadcast event of the year, possibly the decade. Those are RTE's words. So I think it's something that it was just disappointing that, I suppose, it wasn't really, that the effort wasn't made to find a way to make it happen in some fashion, I guess.
Do you mind me asking, David, a little bit about your condition?
You absolutely can, yeah. So for me, so I have been visually impaired since birth. So I've no vision in my left eye, no usable vision in my left eye. And then I've a little bit of usable vision on the right. So what that means in practice is what a normal Joe Soap would see about 60 metres away, I'll see about a metre away. So it's enough to get me by, and I'm a very happy camper with it. But at the same time, I do rely on different things, whether that's, in this case, audio description, but also I'm a white cane user. I use a screen reader to access things like phones and computers and stuff like that. But I will consider myself very independent with that, and a blind person absolutely can be, especially now. But we do rely on services being accessible with things like audio description and so on.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
And you, so having something like the audio-visual description would assist you in just enjoying the matches. I mean, you're obviously a big football fan, David.
Well, look, I'm like anyone. So I'm not the biggest football fan in the world, but I think everybody watches the World Cup.
I sit down, you know, and enjoy it, and I'm not the biggest soccer fan in the world, but there is something about this, and there's, you know, even just the kind of conversations in the office and the crack that goes with it, and, you know, the different you know, kind of like supporters clubs that are following and groups behind different teams, and there is a sort of a moment that comes with that. Like, it would obviously, Bobby, assist you too in getting to enjoy it.
And as I mentioned, I formerly could see a little bit, now fully blind. So, like, other than the commentary that's kind of natively there on a broadcasting service when you're watching a match, I can't really get anything out of it. And like yourself, Andrea, like, I would just like to take part in the social experience in it.
I love a bandwagon, Bobby. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it at all. And your own, like this, you described a little bit about your own kind of condition as well, Bobby, and, you know, just kind of dealing with that day to day.
Yeah, like, it's mine has changed a lot over the last few years. And I guess I've had to kind of get very good at the services and at the little adaptations that I do use every day. So I access all my technology with a voiceover, and that's how I do my work every day. So it's you know, you adapt to whatever you've been given. And there are many cases, because I did used to use technology without a screen reader, for example, and watch TV without audio description. And I have found that in many cases, harnessing the services and the facilities that are there actually make you more efficient. And I'm often able to do things a lot quicker than people that maybe aren't using a voiceover regardless of site.
Have you contacted RTE in relation to this? Or have you guys been given any reason as to why this isn't available for the match?
Go ahead, Bobby. Sorry. So we have contacted RTE, and they have, like, as they said, they've rightly pointed out the effort that they've made in this area recently. And I think they're just kind of adapting to the times that are at the moment. As I said, I'm in my mid-20s, I've been blind my whole life, but I've noticed that recently there's been more of a push towards audio description and kind of accessible media in Ireland. So I think they're just in the middle of coming to terms with that and adapting with the times, to be honest. They have done a lot of work in this space in the past. As David and I have both said, it's disappointing that it's not a reality for this World Cup. So we do hope that there will be kind of changes and adaptations made for future live events, particularly with sport. They have acknowledged it, and I think they're just in the process of adapting at the moment, to be honest.
Well, we've asked RTE for you know, a comment in relation to this, and to try and find out, you know, for yourself and David and so many others, why the audiovisual description isn't available for the World Cup this year. And they've come back to us, and if you bear with me for a moment, I'll just give you an insight into some of what they say. Because in fairness, it's a fairly long and lengthy statement, and they talk about their, you know, commitment to providing accessible content, that they're proud of what they've delivered in the audio description to date, that last year they exceeded their regulatory target, achieving more than 1,350 hours of audio description content between the hours of 7 a.m. and 1 a.m. in the morning, with even more available overnight and on demand. But they say that they must make decisions on resource allocation on a constant basis, many of which are difficult. Significant training, expertise, technology resources would be required to provide audio descriptive commentary for any number of the World Cup matches, and that they're not in a position to deliver that at present, that providing the audio descriptive commentary for one or a small number of matches, unfortunately, wouldn't result in a proportionate reduction in the resources required, such that would become achievable. They also go on to say in the statement that this is also in the context that RTE is the only broadcaster in Ireland to carry all 104 World Cup matches live, and they note that the ADC for the World Cup this year is available for all matches and ceremonies via the official FIFA audio description app. Does that answer the question, David, for you?
Do you know what? I think, and I appreciate Ortiz's position on this, and I think that they're hitting on some interesting points there around, you know, the challenge of resources for something like this. They talk there of 1,350 hours of content. Those targets that they mentioned, those are set by Commission Demand. They're the broadcast regulator. Just interestingly, so the target RTE had this year was 14% of their content to be audio described. So I guess, look, they're meeting the targets, I suppose, but those targets at the moment, they're not massive. Now, they are increasing, so that will go to 16% next year. But I suppose what we're really hoping is that in time, it's those big cultural moments, like they reference the app there. We really, like, from a public service broadcast point of view, and again, RTE are doing incredible work here, but we don't really want, you know, blind or visually impaired people to need to have a completely separate experience to the rest of the family who are watching the game. As I say, like, things are moving in the right direction, and credit to FIFA for providing that, as Bobby said earlier on. But I think in time, and it's not going to happen overnight. And RTE are saying rightly there that there are going to be challenges. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
But I suppose the point that we're making is ultimately we do feel that, you know, this is something that is worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. It's worth You know, standing up for inclusion, blind and visually impaired people, I do think it's fair to say, from my point of view at least, deserve the same access as everyone else does.
Well, look, a target is just that, isn't it? It's a target, and never anything wrong with exceeding it. And obviously for yourself and Bobby and everybody else with any form of visual impairment, you too want to enjoy the World Cup this year as much as any of the rest of us. Look, we appreciate you both getting in touch to highlight this issue with us today. That's David Redmond, Bobby Hickey. The email, if you want to share your own story or experience with us, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.